Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Today we're going to talk with someone who runs a Christian summer camp in Michigan and hires work campers to ensure his own guests remain happy campers. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. Jeff Parsons is the executive director of Bayshore Camp and Family Ministries, which is located along the shores of Lake Huron, about 2 hours north of Detroit in the thumb of Lower Michigan. The camp has been in operation for more than 100 years and serves adults all year and caters to children and families during the summer months. Bayshore hires work campers to help serve meals, manage the camp store, and oversee the mini golf course, as well as help with mowing and landscape work. Work campers even check campers in and out every week. They are not employed as camp counselors who have direct responsibility for the children. Most of the work is related to the operation side of the camp itself. The jobs start in the middle of May and continue through Labor Day. Jeff explains what the jobs entail and goes into detail about the hiring and interviewing process. What makes Bayshore unique is that they are seeking people of faith who have had volunteer experience working in churches and other charitable organizations. The work is not hard. In fact, Bayshore requires 15 hours per week per person, and couples are preferred. With 3 days on and 4 days off, there's plenty of time to explore Michigan and even venture into Canada. The work campers get a free full hookup site and can take advantage of some of the activities available at the camp too. To tell us more about the opportunity, please welcome to the show Jeff Parsons, the Executive Director of Bayshore Camp and Family Ministries. Thanks for joining us today, Jeff. Tell us about Bayshore Camp and Family Ministries and what type of services you provide to children and families.
Yeah, Bayshore Camp is located in Michigan. It's in Seawing, Michigan, on the shores of the Saginaw Bay, which is part of Lake Huron. And we're primarily a youth camp for children and youth, Christian-based camp. We do provide adult programming, though, all year round. So we're a year-round retreat and camp facility, but primarily we're serving kids in the summer.
In the summer, and that's what you hire work campers to do, correct?
That's right. They're here to help us.
What type of...
They help us in a lot of ways, but primarily in the summer when we have our kids here, they help serve meals in our dining hall. We serve buffet meals to the kids, and so some of our kids are really young and are unable to kind of handle their food trays and stuff themselves. So the work campers serve their meals for them. When they're not serving meals, they help in our office. They help in our camp store. They're trained to work in our camp store. They'll do mowing and landscape work. They'll help with our camper check-in and check-out process. And they often help run our mini golf operation, keeping the golf course tidied up and handing out golf clubs and scorecards and golf balls and those sorts of things.
That's neat. But they're not typically working like camp counselors to a group of kids.
No, generally not. That's that requires some additional kind of training. And so they're really just helping us operationally how to operate the facility and serve on a different level.
How long has Bayshore Camp been using work campers?
I was just trying to think about that. I've been here just about 8 years, and I know that work campers were used before that. I think it's been about 12 or 13 years or so that work campers have been coming here.
Okay. And are these seasonal? These are obviously seasonal opportunities, even though you're open year-round, right?
Yeah, because it's Michigan, we can't really provide camping year-round here. Generally, our work campers are here from about mid-May through Labor Day. That's our hope, anyway, is that work campers would be willing to commit to being here from about the middle of May. We have some who like to arrive a little earlier, about the 1st of May, and then usually they're on their way shortly after Labor Day every year.
Okay, so if they arrive early, they're put to work getting the grounds set up, I would imagine.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And how many work campers do you typically hire every year, and do a bunch of them return from season to season?
Yeah, well, you know, we love having at least six work camper couples here every year. We have had work camper couples. We had one work camper couple who returned every year for 10 years. And last year we had no returning work campers. And then this coming summer, we know that we've got two work camper couples who were here, not last summer, but the summer before. So there are folks who like to return from time to time, and some who come year after year. But right now we're kind of in a transition to a new group of work campers.
When do you start typically recruiting work campers for the current season?
Yeah, I've learned that recruiting work campers needs to start earlier rather than later. And I could probably start earlier than I do, but usually late August or early September of the year, a year before, I'm going to have them come. I like to know first if any of the work camper folks who are here plan to return the next year, so I know about how many I need to recruit for the next year. But generally by September, I'm advertising and trying to find my work campers for the following summer.
Okay. And so are you recruiting right now for the upcoming season?
Surprisingly, we have a full slate of work campers for this summer, and pretty much had those lined up by, by the middle of November this past fall. And that's not to say that something won't arise with a work camper that they can't come and that we wouldn't have an open slot. But right now we're fully staffed with six couples coming.
Very good. So people who are applying now would be doing so for the 2021 season.
That's right. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And how do you usually acquire your work campers, or where do you find them?
I use the workcamper.org, or I don't know if it's .org or .com, but, the organization. I found, I used to advertise in their magazine, but I found really the online ads through WorkCamper are really the most effective. I get the best response. And WorkCamper also has an online for work camping with charities. And so we often advertise there and appreciate their support of nonprofit organizations like us. So,
and what's involved in the interviewing and hiring process?
Yeah, we do an interview. I like to tell people that we're just going to have an informal conversation. I ask work campers to provide a resume and some references. And if we decide that they're a good fit, then we'll have them turn in the appropriate paperwork to complete a background check. When working with children and youth, background checks in Michigan are required, so we do those. But then we just have a kind of an informal phone conversation to talk through a little bit about them and for me to be able to give more information about the ministry here and what it's like to be a work camper here. So
mm-hmm. What types of things do they look for in the background checks?
Really, they're looking for whatever criminal record somebody might have, but mostly we're looking for a history of child abuse or sexual abuse of some sort. And we have never had an incident with our work campers that, you know, that shows up in a background check. But that's primarily what we're looking for. You know, minor traffic violations and those sorts of things, though they show up in background checks, that's not our concern. Child safety is our concern, and those are the kind of things that we're looking at.
So you're not looking for specifically like ministry type experience or working with kids?
I know the background checks are specifically criminal background checks. As far as looking for career or background in what interests and experience they have, certainly I'm looking for people who might have some experience working in a working or volunteering in a church organization, but they can be from all different walks of life, contractors to accountants, whatever their background is there, that's not really the most important thing to us. It's whether or not they have a heart to serve in a nonprofit ministry setting. So,
sure. What types of traits and qualifications or skills do these work campers need to have?
Really, I would say again, and it's often hard to find is I'm looking for folks who aren't afraid to work at a Christian nonprofit organization like us. And so when I'm scanning resumes and applications, I'm really looking for somebody who talks about their volunteer service in other nonprofit organizations or in their church. And surprisingly, there are lots of people who have those experiences but don't put them on their resume, and it makes it hard to find people suited for that, the work we're looking for.
So. Mm-hmm. I understand that. You know, some people are reluctant to put that in there because they think that might dissuade people from hiring them because of their faith. But you guys specifically for that type of thing.
That's right. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. Can families work there, like husband and wife, along with teenage children?
I would be honest in just saying that we haven't had that that come up, and I think we're open to exploring that possibility if families would like to. Most of our work campers are grandparents, and occasionally they will have their grandchildren visit them while they're here at Bay Shore, and we've even accommodated a camp opportunity. So if their grandchild wants to attend summer camp as a summer camper, we make those accommodations for their grandchildren to come. So
what a perk that would be.
A very nice perk. Very nice perk. That's a great opportunity, since summer camp, is in the close to $400 range. And we offer to have their grandkids come to camp for free. So,
mm-hmm. How many hours are the work campers typically working each week?
We ask them to give us 15 hours per week per couple. So each member of the couple will work 15 hours, and we schedule those hours 3 days on, 4 days off. So they typically work a Sunday through Tuesday or a Wednesday through Friday. Everybody generally has Saturdays off. And so it's not a tremendous amount of hours, really.
No, it sounds like there's plenty of time off for people to do things in that area, because the tasks, you said, they're typically working in the kitchen, preparing food or serving meals to the campers at lunch and dinner and breakfast.
Yep.
And maybe more.
They're usually serving meals. So really, by the time they serve meals on a 3-day rotation, they've pretty much used, close to 10 or 12 hours, and then that just leaves a few more hours where they would maybe do some other work in other areas. Although I would say that we have been really fortunate in our work campers who come here because they want to work in a nonprofit Christian environment, often volunteer for so much more than the required 15. And we appreciate that support as well.
Okay. And in compensation for this, do they get a free campsite? Do they get any other kinds of rewards or benefits?
Yeah, our we have full hookup sites here with 50-amp service, electrical service. They have access to free laundry. The laundry is dedicated just for the work camper couples. They have free Wi-Fi, which is super fast fiber optic Wi-Fi, so streaming and stuff is not a problem. And then probably the best perk that we added recently is that because we're a summer camp, we are often serving meals when we have kids here. And so whenever we're serving meals, they are welcome to a meal for free as well. So that's a pretty nice perk.
Hopefully they like hot dogs, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we get the most compliments on here is our food. So so it's often plenty more than hot dogs.
Oh, that's great. Are singles allowed to work there as well? You had mentioned couples. Can solos shop?
Singles are welcome. We don't generally get a lot of applications from singles. And because, you know, we try and schedule people in couples. So like a couple will work serving meals together. A lot of times, you know, the couples are working together. So ideally it would work best if we had singles, if we had a couple singles so that we can work at pairing them up.
And was there any special training that they needed, for example, how to handle food safely, or is that something you provide?
Yeah, we provide all of the training that they need and, all the gloves and hats and all those sorts of things that they need to be able to work in the food service area.
What draws people to your area, or why should work campers come to work in that area? Are there things that they can do in that region of the state?
Well, you know, certainly Michigan is known to be a great tourist destination, and there are a lot of wonderful places in Michigan to visit. And that's one of the reasons we organize their work schedule to be 3 days on, 4 days off, so that if they want to explore outside of this part of Michigan, they have some days to be able to travel a little bit within the state and see that all that Michigan has to offer. Certainly in this area around where we are, we're located on Lake Huron and Saginaw Bay. So there's a lot of great opportunities around the water and for being outside and recreational activities along the lakeshores. So, but Michigan in general is really known for tourism and all the great things that we have here in the state.
And people get 4 days off per week to go out and do those kinds of things. Is that what you were saying?
That's right. That's right.
And Canada isn't too far away either, is it?
Oh, no. A couple-hour drive, and you can be across Lake Huron and into Canada. So you know, Niagara Falls is just a kind of a day's drive, an easy day's drive, if that would be something that you'd want to go to as well. So,
can the work campers take advantage of some of the activities offered at the camp when the campers aren't using them?
Oh, sure. They're more than welcome. Our mini golf course is really fabulous, and they're welcome to participate in that. And actually, if they're interested in participating in worship services or things that are going on with the kids, they're invited to participate in those things. We do have some really great adult-oriented events towards the end of the summer that they can participate in. So, if they want to participate in those things, they're more than welcome.
Do you have like boats or swimming areas that they can take advantage of?
We have a beautiful pool that they're welcome to take advantage of when we've got a lifeguard on duty, and then. We do have some boats here that can be used to go out into Saginaw Bay fishing or recreational boating as well.
What can a work camper do to make their application really stand out among the others that you get? You had mentioned, for you in particular, emphasizing their volunteer experience in the past.
Yeah, you know, I can't, I know it's contrary to their thinking probably, but to make sure and list, if you're a church-going person and you're involved in leadership in your church, you should make sure that that's on your resume in some area, especially maybe include an area on your resume that just says volunteer experience and list those places that you've volunteered, because that's what I'm really looking for, is somebody who's got a heart to serve.
Is there one thing that you wish all work campers knew before they came to work for you?
Yeah, that's a hard question. I try very hard to tell them everything that they could possibly need to know about work camping here at Bay Shore. In fact, if somebody expresses an interest in work camping here, I send them back a very lengthy email that describes what this is. And I think just the important thing for them to know is that that this is a Christian ministry, and we expect people to respect that. That's our purpose, and respect that lifestyle. And we've never had a problem with that. So,
very good. Is there any advice that you would give to work campers who are considering becoming a work camper? I mean, can they have fun doing this type of thing?
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time, I love the work campers because, you know, they come, they have, we have these 6 full hookup sites for them. They're all located kind of in the same area. So they become their own little community as well. And you can see the relationships and friendships be created between them. They often will share potluck meals together, or travel and visit sites together, or go to church together. And my wife and I, because we're approaching work camper age, you know, we enjoy having that that community here as well, and getting to know the work campers. And we count work campers in our list of friends who are all over the country now. And I especially enjoyed the fact that my wife and I had an opportunity to go to a conference in Texas. And one of our work camper couples live in Texas. And so we went a couple days early, and they invited us to stay at their home and showed us the sites around Dallas for a couple days. So, you know, I think there's a really great opportunity for new friends and, you know, some unique experiences with other people.
That's great. If people wanted more information about Bayshore Camp and the work camping opportunity there, do they have a website that they could visit?
Yeah, the best thing to do is probably go to our website at bayshorecamp.org and check out and see everything that Bayshore is all about. And then if they're interested in more opportunities or opportunities there, they can sign up to get our email news on the website, and they can also fill out a contacts form, and that would get to me, and I would be in touch with them.
And you mentioned that you are a ministry. If people were looking to strengthen their faith, is this an opportunity for them to get that as well?
Oh, sure. Yeah. One of our biggest weeks of the summer is not just children. It's designed for families, and it has really great Bible teaching and preaching. And it's all designed for all ages, from toddlers all the way up through seniors. And so there's a great opportunity to be in worship and Bible study with other folks in this place, and to deepen and strengthen their faith.
Mm-hmm. Is there like large group gatherings? I know some of the other churches or church camps have those types of things every night where they're sitting there giving a message to the kids, but they're also having fun around a campfire. Is that the type of thing you do too?
Oh, sure. We do that as well. And during the week of family camp, we will have nightly worship services. And more than 500 people from the surrounding area attend those evenings. So we have big groups here.
Oh, wow. So even the local residents are invited to participate in that.
Sure. Absolutely.
That's neat. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. I really appreciate the time, and I wish you the best of luck for the 2020 season.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
I strongly believe that every child needs to go to camp at least 1 week every year. As a Boy Scout in my teens, I relished that experience every summer. My three daughters each had an opportunity to participate in a Christian summer camp every summer for years. It was a highlight of their year. In fact, two of my daughters actually returned to be counselors at the camp they attended, where they were able to guide kids and teens through life-changing experiences. Bayshore Camp and Family Ministries has been changing lives for more than a century. The group offers traditional camping experiences as well as camps focused on various sports, basketball and soccer, plus fishing, music camp, worship arts, and every grade level from elementary school all the way through high school. Regardless of the type of camp people attend, they all have access to a variety of activities like a zip line, climbing walls, paintball, gaga ball, basketball, volleyball, mini golf, nine square, campfires, nightly worship, and other fun, memorable moments. Work campers get a free campsite with full hookups and ultra-fast fiber optic internet service, as well as free meals. Like Jeff Parsons explained, the camp has a reputation for quality food, so that's a perk people don't get on other jobs. Plus, if you're a grandparent, it's possible one of your grandchildren can attend camp for a week for free. What a deal. Work campers also participate in nightly worship services and Bible studies too, if they'd like to strengthen their own faith. Bayshore already has their work campers lined up for this summer, but people are encouraged to consider the camp for a job next year. For more information, visit www.bayshorecamp.org. This is just one of thousands of opportunities offered every year through Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode was sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next time, we're going to talk about a new program being offered by Work Camper News to people considering the RV lifestyle and who are interested in learning about work camping. If you're a dreamer, you'll love this program. Thanks for listening to The Work Camper Show.